Good night, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rambling, the podcast where I talk about basically everything that comes to my mind. Good night, everybody, and I have to thank you all for tuning in and giving me your precious time to hear everything that is going through my head. And right now, believe me, it's a lot. But first of all, I want to talk about my setup. I said that I would get an upgrade, but it seems like the shipping is delayed, so only in the next week will I be able to record with my new microphones and new setup. So I'm sorry for that. But let's go ahead and talk about what really matters to you, what you really tuned into here. So the subject for today, it's the future, and it's a very sensitive thing to we all nowadays, but I want to talk about another thing first, and that is, I'm sorry if this podcast isn't good enough, because it's 2:30 a.m. here in Portugal, and I'm so delayed, because I wanted to try another interface different from the one that I'm using now, the one by Apogee, and I wanted to use another that I have, that is the Audio Complete 6 from Native Instruments, and it was a pain. I spent 2 hours trying to work with that, and then I quit it, and I said I will use the one from Native Instruments is really... It was a pain, and I think that I have to learn how to use it before I try to use it in one of my podcasts. I think that by the next week, when I have my new setup, I will be using the other instead of this, the one by Apogee. So let's start talking about what matters and the future. And there are so many things about the future, but I want to tell you the reason why I want to talk about this particular subject today, and that is, I'm going through what I think is a phase. I'm like in a depression state of mind. The things are quite hard, and I can't explain. I'm not feeling mentally well. I'm feeling tired, and part of that is because of the pressure that we have in us to think about the future, because I'm in my senior year, and I have to think about what do I want to do with my life, and it's really hard. And that's what leads me to that depression, is to think that I don't have nothing that I want particularly to do with my future. I have lots of passions and hobbies. I love music, photography. I love doing video. Basically, everything that lets me express myself, I love to do. But I know that that is a very, very hard future. So I have to look away and try to find other things. So I think about... I wanted to be a geological engineer. I wanted to work in mines for some time, because I love geology and everything related to rocks. But then now I can't see me every day of my life doing that. It's a thing that I like, a subject that I like, but it isn't a thing that I would like wake up every day and feel, yes, I'm going to work with rocks. No, I give it a little bit more thought, and I reach the conclusion that that isn't the thing that I want to do for my life. Once, when I was in the second grade, I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. And I wanted to be a surgeon because my father is a surgeon. And when we are little kids, we always have a role model. And my role model was my dad. It still is today, but then it was a bigger role model for me. And I wanted to be like him and do everything that he wants. And I used to say that I wanted to be a plastic surgeon because I wanted to poo. I didn't talk about the money. When we are little kids, we always say the truth. And my father told me that when I was in the second grade, I told the teacher that I wanted to become a plastic surgeon to put smiles in people's faces. And that's a phrase that now that he told me, I really think that maybe it would be a good thing, but I can't do nothing now because my grades are too low to enter in medical school, and I don't want to force my mom and dad to pay more to go to study abroad in a country where I can enter. I don't want that, and that isn't a thing that really, it's not a thing that I would like to do in the future. But it's so, sorry, this episode will be only rambling and ranting. I have like notes to guide myself today. The only notes I have are the ones for the introduction and conclusion, and I did that in purpose because I wanted to ramble and rant a lot. I only want to talk to see if this depression gets better. And depression in big quotation marks, if you understand what I'm trying to say. But continuing, I also, at a certain point of my life, wanted to be an airplane pilot because my dad loved to play Flight Simulator, and I played a lot of Flight Simulator. One time, he had a friend who is a pilot, and he rented an airplane, and we went from the island that I'm at to another island, and it was awesome. And I was like really focused on being a pilot, but nowadays it's not a thing that I see me in the future doing, and that is the problem. I can't find anything that I would like to do in the future, and that is so depressive. It really is. I look to everybody, and everybody doesn't know what they want to be in the future, but they don't seem to care as much as me, and that makes me, that makes me feel bad in a certain way. I'm not the most, how can I, I'm trying to find a way to explain this. I'm not the most, I'm not the kind of students who enters a classroom and is listening to everything that teacher is saying and then goes home and studies a lot. I'm not that kind of student because it's part of my nature. I'm not. But at the same time, I think a lot about things. I'm always thinking. And I think that's my problem. That's why I have this, what I call a very, very, very small and insignificant depression compared to what some people with real depressions go through. But for me, this is like, I'm really feeling as shit. I'm getting disconnected from my friends. All my friends are like saying that I'm never with them. I never go to coffee. Sorry for the beep from my iPad. I have to put it in silence. Continuing, all my friends say that I'm really losing my friendships, and nowadays I'm really in a state that I'm like, I go to school, I go home, school, home, school, home. I don't go to take a coffee with them. The only time I spend with them is on the breaks of the classes, nothing more, because I'm not really in a mood to be with people or with somebody. It's so bad, and I'm sorry. I know that I will regret releasing this episode, but I really have to. I think that you are not interested in hearing what I am saying now, but I'm really sorry, but I have to say this. I think that my conscience will be lighter after this episode, and it's a way for me to forget it. Never mind. So things are really, really, I don't know what's happening, and I'm afraid to become an antisocial person because I don't want to be with friends. I don't want to be in the internet. I don't want to. Generally, seriously, the only thing that I like to do is watch TV and sleep. And my mother is starting to get concerned because I am a very sociable person, and now I'm nowadays I'm really not. I have to say that I was a very social person. I don't know what's going on. I think this is a phase of puberty. I hope so. And I think that everybody goes through this, and it is really bad. It surely is. I have to talk to my friends about this and to ask. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to my friends, and yes, I think this is a good idea, to talk to them and to explain what's going on, and try to ask them for help, because I'm really turning into something that I'm not proud of. I'm wasting my teenage years, my precious teenage years, with insignificant things. So the future for us, the pressure in us teenagers is so big. So if you are a father and you're listening to this right now, please don't pressure your sons or daughters. Don't pressure them. Remember that once you were in the same place and you know it was hard. And nowadays I think it's even harder because there's more population in the world, so there are more people that can be more talented, more smart, better than us at doing the things that we want to do. So remember that things are becoming very, very bad, and I'm sorry for ranting so much. I think that I should entitle this episode "Teen Ranting" again, like the first one. I'm really sorry. It's better to finish things here. I'm sorry. This isn't at the standards that I would like this episode to be, but it's late. I'm not in. As I told you in this whole episode, I'm not good. Yes, we can say that. I'm sorry. So let's wrap up the things. So thank you all for listening to this podcast. It really means a lot to me. It surely means, especially now, you, the people that listen to me, are now the only, it's like the only social tie that I have are you. That's really, I never thought I would say this. This is really bad. But I have to thank you all for everything, for listening to me. Seriously, thank you. And if you want to talk to me, if you want to leave feedback, if you want anything, please contact me. My email is mikebrookson@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at M, capital B, and Uxton, Brookson, like M Brookson, but the M and B are capital letters. This all will be in the description, so if you want, go there and you will find it. Thank you all again, and hope you enjoyed it.